I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Those are pretty profound, pretty deep words. During the Easter days, the following the Lord's resurrection from the dead, the church has us listen to these amazing gospel passages in the light of the resurrection. You know, the apostles had already heard these things the first time. But then they remember his words again after the resurrection, and they hear them completely differently. Then they hear them and realize he was revealing to us his divinity. That he's not just the Messiah, but the God-man. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The older I get, the more I look like my dad. There's some personality things that are similar as well. You know, I've always been told that I have my dad's smile. He liked to sing. He was a hard worker. He was quiet, but he enjoyed people. But it's also true in many ways, I'm not my dad. There were evenings when I was growing up as a kid when I would leave the television room and go in and lay on my mom and dad's bed and read a book. And my dad, all of a sudden, would like search around, and he would find me, and he would say, "What are you doing? Whose son are you?" And I remember one time, after I was in the seminary, he was driving me back to the seminary after a break, and he just looked at me in the mirror, and he said, "I don't know what you're doing up here. I really wish you'd just stay home and farm with me." Some ways, we were more similar on the outside than on the inside. On the outside, Jesus and the Father are very different. The Father is pure spirit, and Jesus has a body like you and me. But Jesus says, on the inside, I and the Father are one. My will and His will are in perfect union. I want what the Father wants, and He wants what I want. So if we want to know what God the Father is like, at least on the inside, we just have to pick up the Gospels and read about the Son. When you read the Gospels, pay attention to how Jesus treats people, his desire to heal us, to forgive us, to teach us, to love us to the end. When we see Jesus doing these things, we see the heart of the Father revealed to us. The gospel says he is the way to where? The way to the Father. To see and hear and know Jesus is to come to know the mind and the heart of the Father. In that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we see that the 12 apostles, striving to stay close to Jesus. They say it's not right for us to neglect the Word of God in order to serve at table. Now that Jesus has ascended to the Father, the voice of Jesus, the teacher, is to be heard in the teaching of the apostles, who are still heard today, both in the New Testament and in the voices of the bishops, the successors to the apostles. So in order to be this, the voice of Jesus, the 12 needed to dedicate themselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. If you and I want to hear the voice of Jesus, the voice of the Father, more clearly in our lives, then we need to dedicate some of our time to prayer and to the word of God. And I really can't urge that upon you strongly enough. Every day, prayer and the Word of God. And that should be coupled with the last phrase from our first reading today. When we pray and read the Word, we need to do so with a heart and a mind that is obedient to the faith. Prayer, the Word, and obedience to the faith actually make us more free and more uniquely ourselves than anything else in this world. What happens when we disobey the word? If we turn to our second reading today from St. Peter, he says, when we disobey the word, we stumble. He says that the value of Jesus Christ is for those who have faith, for those with faith, for all of us here with faith. Jesus becomes the cornerstone of our life, the rock of security and certainty. But for those without faith, Jesus is still that stone, but he becomes a stone that will make people stumble, a rock that will make them fall. If I look at Jesus as just an ordinary man, then his demands upon me become a big burden. Why do I have to do all these things? Get up and go to church every Sunday. Peter says we stumble over Jesus and his demands when we disobey, when we ignore or deny the truth of the word. When you and I hear the word or read the word, we want to do so with the obedience of faith. And again, in this instance, this kind of obedience, it doesn't make us like everyone else. The Father created everyone here to be uniquely different and perfectly united. Obedience to the faith is precisely what makes us ourselves as the Father created us. And when we rebel against this kind of obedience, we're rebelling against what makes us uniquely beautiful, uniquely gifted, uniquely good, uniquely quirky. You know, sometimes I hear confessions, and I can feel this way myself too. I suspect that we all can, where people confess to being envious of another's gifts and talents. And first of all, it's a good thing to recognize another's gifts and talents. But the solution isn't to focus on what we lack, but rather through prayer and the word and obedience to the faith to come to recognize our own gifts and talents. Because God doesn't want us to be like someone else. Can we be brave enough to let him reveal to us our own unique gifts and then be obedient in acting on them? I've never thought of myself as a good administrator. Growing up, I wanted to be the absent-minded professor. But that was last year, a couple years ago. There were some students who independently asked me, "Father, did you always know that you were a good administrator?" And I wanted to scream, "No," and run away and read a book. Whatever it might be, can you and I both be courageous enough, obedient enough to accept the particular gifts the Father has given to us? That's what this world needs most of all. That's what our church needs most of all. So here's the homework for the week. And this goes for our first communicants as well. Strive to be obedient. And that means to listen deeply. Strive to listen deeply this week in prayer. And when you read the Word of God, what is He revealing to you about you? Find true freedom by being obedient to Him.